The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're probably not aware of this because it's only through personal referrals, but Sienna does private one-to-one consultations with people using her background in holistic health, coaching, and healing to help them navigate life challenges. Part of this work usually involves flower essences, a type of holistic energy medicine. But what does this look like? How many flower essences does a client take? And for how long? Which ones? The answers vary because each person is unique. But in this episode, you'll get a pretty good feel for how this all works when Sienna shares what one particular client's journey really looked like. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to this very special, unusual episode. In this episode, we are going to be going on a journey. It's kind of like watching a movie. You know those...
Well, don't add pressure. Anyways,
it felt like a movie. It felt like I was listening to a very condensed movie of a main character's personal growth journey, going through very relatable but tough interpersonal challenges. And
flower essences
as seen
are the hero.
Yeah,
we're the hero
from the perspective of flower essences. It's a tale told by flower essence blends. That's what it felt like for me. Sienna told me the story.
Something's in my eye. Hold
on. Oh, no. Well, we have to stop recording then.
Okay, I'm okay now. All right. Yes. So we, you know, flower essences are a modality that it's amazing. We've talked about it many times, but it's still misunderstood. People tend to think flower essences are essential oils.
They are so not.
They are not. We just blended them together because it makes for a powerful blend.
Oh, we blended flower essences.
Love and Above Cat Club offers blends, flower essence blends that include essential oils, but flower essences in and of themselves are not essential oils.
Not at all.
They're not. Many people think flower essences, oh, that it's homeopathy.
No, it's
not. Not quite. So there's still so much confusion and mystery around these amazing, amazing plants.
They are derived from plants in the energetic sense.
Yes.
Yes.
So flower essences.
Like most of all of the pharmaceuticals.
Like everything. Right? Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Really.
That's very true. And so just flower essences, if this is your first podcast with us, flower essences are basically a holistic modality which takes the blueprint from a healing plant and helps the body rebalance.
And when she says blueprint, she means the energetic blueprint, the vibe, the energy of a plant.
But we'll point to the episode where we spoke more in depth about what flower essences are.
We'll put links in the show notes.
Yes.
Good idea.
All right. So today, what we thought would be really helpful is to share a person's story with all of you and this person's journey with flower essences. This was a client I worked with one-on-one, and let's call this client Jane. So in 2021,
Jane booked an appointment with me, and she was just in a place in her life where so much was going on. She was just starting to realize, oh my gosh, I think my partner and I are going to get a divorce.
Huge.
Which is huge, right?
That's,
They had been together for over 16 years. Mm. She was also feeling so much anger around this. Anger at herself for staying in the relationship past a certain point. Anger at her partner. Just angry.
Sure. I can imagine.
She started to feel, because her partner was the breadwinner in the family, she started to feel like, well, if we get a divorce, how am I going to support the kids?
Right.
They have kids. They have two kids.
Oh, my God.
So there was stress around that, stress around her purpose in life beyond being a mother.
Okay. I was just going to say.
Beyond being a mother.
So the context, I would imagine the context was, and this is where the anger comes in. It's like you're pouring your life and every waking hour is going into maintaining the housekeeping and
the household
and the kids, right? Mm-hmm. Planning everything, providing everything in the way of a home life. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if you're pouring every waking hour and ounce of energy you have into that, then yes, there would be that sense of, what about me and my becoming?
Right. But that's interesting you say that because, yes, that's true.
Okay.
But where it came the other way for her. So when she started thinking about how am I going to support the kids?
Okay.
That's when purpose came up, because I think a lot of times when we think of our job, mm-hmm. what job am I going to get? Like, where am I going to work? Mm-hmm. We tend to automatically sync that up with purpose. What's my purpose? That our purpose is connected to money making.
Okay.
You know, but a broader view is just, what's my purpose? Mm. You know, I'm here to help people shine. You know, I'm here to help people feel great about themselves. Like, you know, there's purposes beyond what we do for money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I think that tendency is, oh my God, I'm going to have to make money to support the kids. What's my purpose?
Huh.
Okay. So that's where it was coming from, more okay. so with her. She also would feel a certain way before her partner got home.
Okay.
But as soon as the partner got home, she felt so porous to her partner's moods. And so she started to feel like, oh my gosh, I need protection. Mm. And she was just exhausted. Mm. She was tired. You know, so much energy went to what's going to happen. What are we going to do? Are we going to get a divorce? I can't believe it if I'm getting divorced.
And hello.
Where's the money coming from
raising
now?
Young kids.
And then raising kids.
Raising kids alone is exhausting.
Is I exhausting. Would think. Yes. Yep. And so all of this was just swirling every day in her energetic field, in her energy body, her mental body, her spiritual body, all of it. And then she also realized, and this is part of where the anger came from, the self-anger, she couldn't believe how much time she let go by without speaking up for herself. She was like, wow, how did I stay in this relationship even this long without speaking up for myself? Wow. So there was anger towards herself. And then she started realizing some inklings of childhood trauma.
Oh.
There was a little inkling of like, I think this goes back to something from childhood.
Wow.
So that's okay. a lot.
So it was kind of like a suspicion or a questioning that had never arisen in the past.
Well, no. It was a specific moment that she realized, she had never classified it as trauma. And she realized, okay. I think that's trauma.
Oh.
So really
it was
looking
kind of like
back
a
at that.
Re-examining of a known event.
Event, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So that was early 2021. That was Jane's situation.
And now Sienna is going to take us through the way flower essences were used to help support Jane in this, in the journey of moving on from this situation.
Yes. So in Jane's situation, there was so much going on.
Very complicated.
Very complicated case. So a lot of times when we're choosing a flower essence for ourselves.
Or a blend.
So Jane's case is complicated. But for many of us, I bet many of us can go, well, I could be working on these four things, which is a lot, right? Mm-hmm. If you were to pick four different flower essence blends to help you heal.
Yeah.
Right? So more is not always better when you're working with flower essences. So let me get the whole library and then I will, the whole line of
blends. Let's protect
blends.
Myself while I stay calm and find my purpose and,
right, and
develop
then taking,
strength.
Right, right. So in Jane's case, because she was feeling so much discomfort with all the various things, the reality of maybe getting divorced, the anger, not feeling stressed about how am I going to make money and provide for her family, feeling porous, needing protection, feeling exhausted, being angry at herself for not speaking up for herself sooner, and then realizing, I think I have trauma in my history. That's a lot of discomfort
so much
to come from all of that, right? Ooh. So for her situation, what we decided to do was create a custom blend, which was she was all excited about. And so I created that for her, a custom formula. And she stayed on this custom formula for 1 year and 4 months. 1 year and 4 months.
That's dedication. So obviously it was helping her.
It was helping her, and so she would just order a refill of this custom blend. Now, I was also seeing her regularly as a client, so flower essences were a support to her growth work that I was helping her navigate during this time.
And when you made this custom blend, just for so that we're all tracking with you here, you made it specifically to address all the things that she was confronted with and immersed in and dealing with.
Yes.
Okay. So instead of taking separate blends, like one for protection and taking another one for strength and another one to stay calm and another one to address trauma.
Yeah.
You basically created a custom blend that did all those things, but contained fewer ingredients?
Right. So here's the thing. Well, you know, not everyone is going to come for a consultation and get a custom blend, right?
Okay.
Whether from me or from anyone else.
Okay.
So what I would recommend is if anyone is looking at the website and trying to choose for themselves, the most I would recommend using at any one given time would be three blends maximum.
Okay.
Okay. It's not that more is gonna hurt you, but oftentimes we tend to think that more is better. Oh, let me take this and take that because I'm gonna need this. When healing with healing the energy bodies and the different parts of ourselves, less is better because if you start with the core issue, oftentimes you're gonna realize that the other symptoms you're trying to help alleviate. Mm-hmm. Many of those go away by dealing with the core issue.
Beautiful.
And sometimes that's one formula, you know, it's one blend. Okay. And so anyways, with this, so in Jane's situation, actually, let me back up. So in the blends that we have online, so say if she wanted to take Trauma Heal,
okay,
which is a blend that we have. Trauma Heal consists of various flower essences that help with the trauma process.
Yes. Okay.
Various.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So what
right.
I did in Jane's case, because we were working one-on-one, I got to know her situation more in depth and in detail, obviously, right?
Yes. Right.
So I picked the best flower essence to deal with trauma that I felt she needed.
Okay.
So I chose one flower for trauma, one flower essence for protection, so that we didn't just inundate her system. Okay. So it wasn't like I took, you know, seven blends and combined it into one bottle for convenience. No, I whittled it down to seven flowers, seven okay. flower essences into this custom blend for her.
Okay. So what it feels like from an energetic point of view, the sensation seems to be that this custom blend was able to be more precise,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes. So again, she stayed on this custom formula for 1 year and 4 months. Then in 2022, after that 1 year and 4 months, what she was then ready for was a blend about change, how to manage the change. Because at this point now, in our sessions, it was definitely, we're getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. And also, she was also taking the formula Trauma Heal. Okay. So that was that's a blend we have that exists. So she took Change and Trauma Heal.
Now, Change, when you're mentioning Change, that's another custom blend that you made.
It's a custom blend now, but hopefully we can make it available to okay. people because everyone.
Okay. So at the time of this recording, Change.
It's a custom, it doesn't exist at the time of this recording, but okay. can easily be made. So just email me. But anyways, so Change and Trauma Heal. So why Trauma Heal? Well, what's interesting with the custom blend, which had a trauma flower in there, flower essence in there, through this year and 4 months, she started going through this process of then memories coming up of more trauma mm-hmm. in her life. So then she started realizing, oh my gosh, this is deeper than I thought.
Wow.
And so here comes Trauma Heal. She was really ready for Trauma Heal. So Change and Trauma Heal became her main formulas.
Okay.
So we went from a custom blend for all the things going on, all that overwhelm of all these different issues. And through time and just continuing to take it and going through the various layers, the healing layers that flower essences help with, then she got to, okay, now I'm ready for Change and for Trauma Heal blends.
Okay.
So she's just stayed with those two blends.
Okay.
So she stayed on those two blends for 4 months. 4 months.
Okay.
And then after those 4 months, the change wasn't as overwhelming.
Hmm.
You know, there was, because again, flower essences help bring the body back into balance,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you're right. worried about like, oh my God, all this change, how are we going to do it? What's going to happen? I don't know how, you know. That's a lot of change, not only for herself, but for her kids.
Right.
So yeah. at this point, after 4 months in, she needed strength okay. to get through. Because now she got to a point where she was like, okay, good. Things are going to change.
Yeah.
She reconciled with the fact that she couldn't stop the change.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't
mm-hmm.
stop the change. And then the flower essences just helped to accept it,
mm-hmm.
accept okay. the change. But then she started to feel like, I don't know if I'm strong enough.
Mm.
How am I going to do this and with my kids?
Mm-hmm.
How do I be the rock for my kids?
Wow.
Because they're going to have to go through the change,
yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. So then she was on strength. And still Trauma Heal. Because one of the things with trauma, if you have childhood trauma or any trauma that is very distinct in your past, that will often become a core issue
mm-hmm.
for you. You know, whether you've yeah. dealt with it or not, it's still yeah. defining, you know.
Right.
It's a defining moment. And so sometimes if you're not looking at it, so for her, memories surfaced that she never remembered
wow.
before. And
wow.
so, and that's why flower essences are so amazing, right? It's helping the body unravel, mm-hmm. unraveling the mysteries, unraveling the things that, the symptoms that we have in the day-to-day that we're like, why this? How, you know, why do I feel this way? And what's going on here? And all these challenges that we have. And so when you have an issue like that, like say trauma, that often is a core issue, what we call a core issue.
Trauma, yes.
That then leads to various types of symptoms. It can look so different for each person. Mm-hmm. But this is a situation where instead of just attacking the symptoms and trying to remedy the symptoms that you're feeling, let's go to the core. Mm-hmm. So in those cases, you'll often find you need to use the flower essence that helps that core issue mm-hmm. for a while, not just a month or a couple months. You know, for me personally, with my trauma history, I often will go through phases mm-hmm. of, okay, I need to get, like, I know, like, okay, it's coming up again. Trauma's coming up again. So that must mean I'm ready for the next layer of healing. Mm-hmm. So then I'll go to my flower essences and then I'll start taking that for several months.
Trauma heal.
Trauma heal, or I might make myself a custom blend.
Okay.
That has trauma flowers in it. So then she stayed on strength and trauma heal for 3 months. And today, I will tell you all, she is in the last phases of her divorce. Mm. She has moved out of the house, created and found a home that she could afford, and moved out with her kids. She has joint custody with the kids, and she's been enjoying what it feels like to be in a space that doesn't have the partner's energy.
Because it's her own space.
Yeah. So this has now opened up a whole avenue of healing for self-love and to create the space for, okay, what's my purpose? Like purpose in a bigger way beyond how to make money. Okay. So the transformation has been incredible through this journey. Yes. So she is now on self-love and purpose.
Ooh.
Those two blends. So when you look at this beautiful journey of a person with flower essences, right? The journey, the flower essence journey is not a freaking quick fix. Can I say freaking?
Say it, girl.
I don't know. It's not a magic potion. I mean, I will personally say I think it's magical, but it's not, you know, just a quick fix. Like, let me just take a shortcut. It's not that.
It's not a painkiller. It's not like that. It's not going to like put you under, like give me a shot. And
it's for people. It's a wonderful, the best person candidate for flower essences is generally a highly sensitive person, a person who is paying attention, right? They notice the changes because flower essences can sometimes be subtle.
Okay.
And in order to appreciate the healing process of it, you need to be aware, you know?
You need to give a damn enough to be paying attention.
Right. Versus just you don't really do much for yourself anyways. And it's like, well, I don't know. I'll try it. Let's just see. Mm. And you're like, I don't know. It didn't work. Because you're just not. It's just not, you're just not one of those kinds of people who just really, they're tracking things. They're paying attention. They, you know, they walk into a room and they can kind of sense like, ooh, this feels great or it doesn't feel great, you know? Because again, these are energetic formulas.
So you can't be oblivious.
You can't be oblivious, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, could you be oblivious? Okay, yeah, I think it works best with the highly sensitive person and also a person who wants to work on their growth.
Yes.
Who wants to work on their healing journey.
Yes.
Because that goes hand in hand.
Instead of just wants to win the lottery.
Right, right. Yeah. So just to go back, so early 2021, Jane came with all this swirling. She was in a tornado of all kinds of things happening. She continued to see me for one-on-one sessions while also having the support of a custom blend flower essence. She stayed on that for a year and 4 months. She was then ready for change a change blend and trauma heal blend, which she stayed on for 4 months. She then was ready for strength, a strength blend and trauma heal blend, which she then stayed on for 3 months. And then this now brings us to 2023, where she is currently taking self-love and purpose. How beautiful when you just think of the names of these formulas. Mm-hmm. And that's just this broad snapshot of someone's journey. And yes. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
And again, it's not to say, you know, like some flower essence blends, they're not better than the other, right? So I can see a time for her where she may need to bring trauma heal back into the picture. Sure. Just like I said for my own personal
I think all self. Of us.
I mean, we all have trauma, right? When you think of our ancestral trauma, when we think of like in the womb trauma, I mean, there's a lot of things. So that is Jane's story in a nutshell and her journey with flower essences.
So hopefully this helps you to kind of get a more nuanced picture of how flower essences...
How they work.
Yeah. How they help us as we live life. Because nature and the flowers want to help us. So with that, we'll leave you to live your life. And as always, we encourage you, live your love story.
I'm Michelle Phillips, a celebrity makeup artist, beauty expert, self-confidence coach, and Hay House author. My podcast, Beauty and Beyond, is the place for women navigating the challenges of the aging process. Listen in for my professional advice, as well as my expert guests, as we share valuable tips, practical tools, and empowering resources to help you not only look amazing, but also live an amazing life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network and available wherever you get your podcasts.